Coach, you were right there in the first half, led by six, and then Phillipsburg really goes on that 7-0 run and turn it into a 9-0 run in the third quarter. And you were right there tied at 30, but then Phillipsburg kind of had that extra effort there and just kind of went downhill after that.
They're a good team. I mean, 21-1, and you know, unfortunately, in the second half, we didn't make some shots when we needed to, and you know, we turned the ball over a couple times. But you know, I'm extremely proud of my guys. They fought, they battled. We did a great job, you know, in the first half on the boards. Kind of got away from us a little bit in the second half, but you know, I'm so proud of their effort because they just battled all night long. You know, some of our mistakes just kind of piled up on us all at once, and they were able to go on a run and kind of put us away.
It kind of felt like that the tide changed when you had both Jordan Horn and Marshall Froh on the bench with their foul trouble, three for Froh and two for Horn, and that kind of hurt you guys significantly. You have your two top scorers on the bench in foul trouble and just kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, we did. We just made some rushed passes and some passes that weren't quite as crisp as they needed to be. When those guys went out, you know, I thought the pressure got to us a little bit. But, you know, it's still, you know, going to halftime down one. But we come out and make a mental mistake on offense on our first play and turn it over. Kind of uncalled for, so we got to do better. We needed to do a better job with that. I mean, against a team like that, with the pressure that they put on you, I thought we handled it well in the full court stuff for the most part. Just in the half court, we kind of over dribbled a little bit when we didn't need to, and then they got to the line way too much. And however that, you know, came to be, how they got to the line that many times and we didn't, you know, is kind of what put us behind.
You take a look at it, they finished 12 of 26 and yeah, 5 of 7 for you guys, but it was Marshall Froh who was getting to the foul line in the fourth quarter. He ended up 3 of 4 there in that quarter, but still, it kind of looked like the fatigue kind of set in a little bit as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you get behind, and then you got to start, you know, you started pressing a little bit, so you know we were going to wear their legs a little bit. I don't know. You know, when you get a team that pressures the way that they do, and a team that sat in a zone for the majority of the game. To have that discrepancy in the free throw, you know, stat column is crazy to me, but, you know, it is what it is.
One that really stepped up and you guys had kind of had a hard time handling the second half was the 6'1 senior Chris Van Kooten. He had all 15 of his points there, and he's just a huge body, and it was really tough for anybody to match his physicality underneath.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a giant kid in there, and when they shoot, he does a great job of pushing you underneath the basket, and he's extremely active with his hands. So, yeah, I mean, he's a tough guy to box out, I mean, with his size. So you got to do a little better job, you know, early on trying to keep him out of position for those rebounds. But we weren't able to do that.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Phillipsburg knocking off Scott City 60-44, much closer than what the score indicated. But unfortunate, when the season comes to an end, you're going to say goodbye to three seniors. And Jordan Horn, he's really stepped up in a leadership role this year, kind of had a tough night again tonight. You also had Reed Brunswick, who did a lot of about everything for you guys. Zach Carson, I know he was scoreless tonight, but he was kind of one of those that was versatile in many ways as well.
Yeah, it's you know, we just got done talking to him in the locker room. It's never easy to say, you know, to say goodbye to your seniors because for years now, they've had to listen to me get on them and yell. So, you know, there's probably part of them that's glad they're leaving, but you know, we couldn't ask anything more than what we asked those guys this year. And they did everything with a smile on their face for the most part. They're great kids. They're even better, you know, students and friends and teammates than most people know. So we're extremely proud of those guys, and it's going to be sad to see them go.
Well, with such a new nucleus that you have this year, you only had two with significant playing time and starting time. To come back all the way from where you were at the beginning to 11-11 and play Phillipsburg probably toe-to-toe for about 30 to 32 minutes, I mean, that tells you how far this team has come this year.
Yeah, you know, I hope people recognize that because they've earned it. They came up on the short side tonight, but they've showed so much improvement. And they stuck together when it wasn't always easy. I'm extremely proud of them. And, you know, they improved, you know, every day at practice.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers drop one here of 60-44. Thanks, as always, all season long for all the for allowing me into access to your program and coaches' shows and whatnot, interviews, and putting up with me, I guess you could say. We'll see you around this spring.
All right, Adam. We appreciate everything you do. Thanks.